Welcome to the History Podcast. Today's a mini episode on Labor Day. Today is Labor Day in the United States, and I thought, well, what better way to do a mini podcast than to talk about why we celebrate Labor Day? In the United States, Labor Day is actually going to kind of start at the municipal level, where you'll see city ordinances passed to celebrate the American laborer, and that will kind of build a movement all the way up to the state level. We'll see states like New York and Oregon and New Jersey and Colorado and even Nebraska eventually pass state laws that will require a day to celebrate the American laborer within that state. We won't see federal legislation until we get to 1894, and a little bit of context behind why. 1893, we have a major economic crisis. The country is suffering. Businesses are losing money. Many of them are having to lay off workers or reduce their hours and reduce their pay. The American laborer is already suffering low wages, long hours, and poor working conditions. And when you throw an economic crisis on top of that, you have a situation that's very volatile. You'll see more and more strikes due to the creation of labor unions like the Knights of Labor and the American Federation of Labor. And this leads to not only strikes, like I mentioned, but also violence that in the form of riots, like the Haymarket Square riot and things of that nature. And so 1894, you're going to see Grover Cleveland, the Democratic president, the only Democratic president during the Gilded Age, the only president in American history to serve two non-consecutive terms. He's going to sign a bill passed by Congress that will recognize the first Monday of September as Labor Day. And that is why you and I get to celebrate a day off from work. And may we always honor the American laborer in this country. That's all for the mini podcast. I hope you have a great day. And always remember, those who don't know history are doomed to repeat it. See you next time.